אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, just days after the federal government announced it will provide $3.5 million to build a Holocaust museum in Brisbane. Its importance was underlined when a Queensland election poster was defaced with a swastika. The state's Liberal National Party, which is currently in opposition in Queensland, there's an election, of course, on October 31. That party has pledged to match the federal government's grant if it wins the election. So that'll be an extra $3.5 million, which would be a huge bonus. Museum will be very high-tech and modern. It'll be situated as close to Brisbane's CBD as possible, and it will gather objects and stories from survivors and their families, especially those from Queensland, and other genocides will also be highlighted in the museum's educational programs. And Yad Vashem in Jerusalem has offered to provide resources to the new museum as well. Announcing the funding last week, Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan said the museum would allow students, teachers and adults in Queensland to understand and study the Holocaust and hear eyewitness accounts from survivors. And Shoah survivor and longtime advocate George Dane, who's 93 years old, organised Queensland's first Holocaust exhibition way back in 1982. He said the announcement of this permanent new museum in Brisbane is wonderful news. As the number of survivors decreases every year, he said, a memorial to all the victims is very important, and for all Queenslanders and visitors to have the opportunity to hear and learn about the Shoah is vital for future generations.
Shane, Australia has the new ambassador in Israel.
Yes, his name is Paul Griffiths, and this week he was formally announced as our next man on the ground in the Holy Land. A senior career officer with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Griffith's most recent overseas posting was Minister Counselor in Washington, and he has previously served overseas in Jakarta, Manila and Seoul. He told us he was excited to work on Australia's flourishing bilateral relationship with Israel, and he hopes to continue the excellent work done by his predecessor, Chris Cannon.
We're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, an auction house in Perth is planning to auction a huge collection of Nazi memorabilia.
Yes, so the items to be auctioned include grenades, knives, flags, banners, uniforms and other Nazi memorabilia, as well as two editions of Hitler's Mein Kampf book. A dispute between the Anti-Defamation Commission and organisers of this auction has escalated after the auctioneers reposted a media report on Facebook, adding a photo of Adolf Hitler adjacent to one of the Anti-Defamation Commission's its chair, Tavir Abramovich, condemning Perth's JB Military Antiques for planning the October 18 auction. Abramovich has described such an auction as grisly and twisted. And at the time of going to press last week, Jamie Blewett, the owner and auctioneer of JB Military Antiques, had not responded to the Jewish News about why he juxtaposed Abramovich photo used in a related story in The Australian with one of Hitler.
We're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at The Australian Jewish News. Shane, one of the key findings from the 2016 census was that a quarter of partner Jews, they're saying married or not married, in New South Wales are with a non-Jew.
Yeah, so that's according to the JCA's Jewish Population of New South Wales Key Findings Report from the 2016 census and the Gen 17 study. So that equates to about 5,000 non-Jews that are part of the community one way or another, JCA demographer David Graham told us. And 53% of intermarried Jewish women and 16% of intermarried Jewish men reported their children in this survey as or being raised Jewish, while one in five intermarried Jews do not feel welcome or accepted by the community. and almost 2 in 3 Jews are concerned about intermarriage. And JCA Head of Planning Sherry Lowe said, as a community, we tend to shy away from intermarriage quite a bit or discussing it. But for intermarried families, we want to make sure we're providing touch points for them so that they can feel included in the community and they know where to go for services.
We are talking to Shane Tiziatnik. And Shane, victims of domestic violence have fewer places to turn to in the midst of COVID-19.
Yes, that's right. And as a result, a Jewish house in Sydney is seeing more domestic violence cases. And among those cases, there are more severe mental health issues. Jewish House's CEO, Rabbi Mendel Castell, said fleeing domestic violence and concerns around COVID make it harder to reconnect with other family and find other solutions. So from our discussions with police, we understand the numbers haven't gone up exponentially, but services like ours and others are talking to are finding there is more demand. Jewish House's survey of its homelessness program between mid-2018 and mid this year revealed that of 774 victim survivors of domestic violence who are homeless, 41.4% of males and 38.7% of females were experiencing depression. And since the conclusion of the survey, Rabbi Castell has indicated that these figures have worsened as people often become more distressed when they're going into a new environment. And of course, they're concerned about COVID in this new environment. But the good news is that a new TAFE New South Wales training program is giving community and religious leaders extra resources to respond to domestic and family violence. This program was just recently rolled out.
Shane, on the brighter side, a Nobel Prize for a Jewish doctor.
Yes, that's right. American Jewish doctor Harvey J. Alter joined fellow American Charles M. Rice and British-born scientist Michael Horton in winning the Nobel Prize for Medicine last week for their discovery of the hepatitis C virus, a major source of liver disease that affects millions worldwide. Announcing the prize in Stockholm, the Nobel Committee noted the trio's work identified a major source of blood-borne hepatitis that could not be explained by the previously discovered hepatitis A and B viruses. Their work, dating all the way back to the 70s and 80s, has helped save millions of lives, the committee said. Alter described receiving a 4:40 a.m. phone call from Stockholm as, quote, the best alarm clock I've ever had.
Well, it is a very great achievement. Shane Tiziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. As it is Simchat Torah, I would like to wish you Chag Sameach and have a wonderful week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.